Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bill Schley is here, too. Bill is a 12-year member of our Brain Trust, president and founder of Brand Team 6, author of The Microscript Rules, which we've talked about many times on this show, also co-author of Why Johnny Can't Brand, and he's here on a revolutionary mission, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Schley, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, thanks for having me once again.
And the new podcast, The Brand Brothers.
Yes. Well, you know, if you've heard of the Blues Brothers, most people have heard of the Blues Brothers, our new podcast is called The Brand Brothers.
So what's that all about?
Well, you know, we're on a mission from God, just like the Brand Brothers, the Blues Brothers, to make American branding great again and, you know, to fight the forces of evil that you see them every time you turn on the TV, the forces of branding evil that put commercials on TV that you don't know what the product is. You don't know why you're supposed to buy it. You're confused. You don't even know if it's a commercial. You have to guess what the product is. Those kinds of forces of evil.
Give us a specific example.
Oh, I don't know. The Super Bowl ads, you see them all the time. But they're the ones where they're, you know, where there's a there's six
well,
brides
do you remember,
having a
do you remember the,
in a bridal
Do you remember
shop?
The magazines a few years ago that came out and you couldn't tell which was the ad and which was the article?
Well, we're going to have we're going to have a you know, we have certain things where the guest people can call in and say,
I didn't like those magazines that were you know what I'm talking about? You couldn't tell where the article started and the advertisement stopped.
Well, that's right. But look, how many times you turn on the commercial and it's funny. People say, oh, I love that commercial. What's it all about? They'll tell you all the funny things. You know, two guys, you know, they lit a fire on a horse's tail and it ran through the city and everything. And they go, great. Say, what was the product? I don't know.
Yeah.
And it turns out it was for toothpaste. Do you have no idea? But the problem with that is that, look, America became great for a lot of reasons. And one of them is that we invented a lot of things. We invented entrepreneurship.
Don't
let anyone say we didn't.
It came as part of liberty.
America was the original. Well, it was. I mean, there was no one that came to America back in the 1700s that wasn't an entrepreneur. The guy you got here, no one gave you a job. You had to invent it.
Right.
That's literally our heritage.
That's right.
And then we invented great branding.
And we also invented the franchise industry, which would be nowhere without branding.
We did, and we invented Chinese food too, but that's a whole other story. I mean, but I'll tell you, we did all these things, but the great branding were the great commercials and things that people remember for 100 years, and it's because there was a big idea of selling difference. America was about selling.
Oh, what a relief it is. Everybody
knows
all
those things. They were great.
Yeah.
But America became great because America was a country that taught the world how to sell things. But not sell things like a used car salesman. Sell things in a way that made the product so interesting. Because we America was inventing new products all the time. So they made the product the most interesting part of the commercial. And that's what the Mad Men used to do. If anyone watched Mad Men on TV, that's what the Mad Men used to do. So we just figured we would end our boycott of evil social media, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
We would end, you know, you're the original heretic, right, of social media. We would end our personal boycott and take to the airwaves with a podcast, which is this newfangled kind of media, but it's actually becoming the fastest growing kind of media. I mean, it's thousands of them. You can learn anything in the world you want to learn.
I've been doing it for 20 years.
Yeah.
No, I've been converting live radio into podcast for 20 years. I was doing podcasts before school.
Well, I tell you though, it's pretty interesting. So we're going to talk about these kinds of things and try to fight the forces of evil in American branding.
Well, give us an example of how you'll take this on.
Well, I mean,
you'll have to take something on specific.
Well, no, we're going to have examples of you know, we've got the books. You know, we've got the Mike Strip book and Why Johnny Can't Brand. And we're going to go through parts of those books and talk about different aspects of branding. So there's going to be a little bit, there'll be lessons and things. But we'll also talk about the things that we see out there, the bad commercials, the good commercials, the various, and talk to people about these aspects. And let the listeners call in also. Mm-hmm. And talk about these things, what's going on with their own brands, and how you can...
You know they're not going to want to call in. You know they're going to want to text in.
What's that?
Right? They're going to want to text in. That's what they're going to want to do. That's what they're going to... They're not going to call in. They're going to text in. Did we lose him? Okay, we're getting back on the show. So think about this, folks. It's going to be interesting. Bill's a very creative guy. And I've seen him, you know, I've been watching his career for the last dozen years, and he's devoted to branding. And you've heard me say this before he got here, branding is not dying just because of social media and just because of the digital world, and because we're moving so fast, and because of political correctness. I do believe Bill is right. This thing's going to be a resurgence. So Bill, give us another example of what you're mad at.
By the way, the call just dropped, didn't it?
Yeah, but you're back now.
A minute ago?
Go ahead.
Yeah, those were the forces of evil coming after us. I just want you to know. Hiding now.
Oh, they've been after me for a long
but
time.
Anyway.
Oh, those are my forces of evil, by the way. You can't have them.
No, but listen, the problem is that when people out there hear the message, branding and making your business famous, first of all, making your business famous, separating your business from all the other competition, find the difference that makes the difference, that sets you apart. That's what branding is. Mm-hmm. It's not about logos. It's not about color palettes. It's about that idea that sets you apart from everyone. And it's critical. You're a small business. It's critical to have that idea, and you don't have money to waste silliness and fluff and the kind of things that these branding people are trying to tell
And this
you
is
nowadays.
More important now than ever before, Bill, because
more
with,
than ever.
With,
more
with,
than ever.
With the major legacy retailers abandoning the Main Street, we're now under assault by Amazon, places like that, and they've got lots of money. They've got all kinds of money. In fact, with the tax code, with the new tax bill, they got more money than they ever had before.
No, it's true. And so the thing is, people get scared. They say, how the heck are we going to go against these giant forces? And they go against those forces.
When we come back, you're going to tell small business owners how to resurrect their branding after this break. Folks, Bill Shea, nobody can do it better than him. He's the guy who introduced us to the Microscript rules. He's the pro. He's the expert. Bill Shea and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.